Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Let's continue our spring previews with the Arkansas Razorbacks with a man of taste, of intellect, Jackson Fuller, covering the Hogs, and of course a Chelsea man. That's what keeps him in my good regards there. Although this, I don't know, man. I just don't know.
We will not make judgments until the end of the season.
Okay. All right. I'm with you on that. Let's make some judgments about Arkansas, and I'll just start with what I feel is like the most obvious question, and it has to do with Sam Pittman. Is that, in your opinion, the hottest seat in the SEC?
You know, that's an interesting question because like his seat's not as hot as it was last year. I think that has to be like the natural kind of evolution when you enter a season completely on the hot seat and you don't get fired. I think you have to have a little bit more job security. And while I think that's true, their schedule, man, is just so tough. They got home Notre Dame, at Memphis, at Ole Miss in the first 5 weeks. Like, it really does feel hard to envision him escaping it for a second year, but they, you know, 7-6 last year, nobody thought that. Everybody was saying 4-8. So all things considered, I think the frustrating thing for Arkansas fans is that last year felt like they could have done even more, like they were way better than expected and they didn't capitalize on that. So yeah, I would say he's probably got the hottest seat in the SEC, but it's still colder than last year. And that's going to be a good feeling for Sam coming into this year.
You know, if you just watched him play Mississippi State, Taylen Green was the best quarterback in college football. That guy had an unbelievable day down here in Starkville. He had some great moments a season ago, but he had some down ones as well. We'll just say that he was inconsistent in his first season as a starter. Another year now in this system and another year in Fayetteville, you know, how much better can he be for this Arkansas team?
You know, I think that the coaching staff, Taylen himself, some of his teammates have said, even dating back to the middle of last year, they thought like year two and Bobby Petrino's scheme was going to be big for him and just like continuing to develop, getting more experience in that scheme. And I think that's the case. But as we've been talking about with this team for the past 2 years now, it just comes down to the offensive line. That Mississippi State game, he had protection because the Arkansas offensive line was able to go against Mississippi State's defensive line and have success. And Taylen had success. And it's really, I think, that simple for Taylen this year. I think he's got all the tools to even become an NFL quarterback one day. You know, maybe not a starter, you know, but he can be a guy that's in the league because of his unique arm talent and athleticism. But he's not going to be able to show that if the offensive line is not very good this year. And that's a huge question mark given the transfers and some of the guys that left.
Was just about to hit on that. When you look at, you know, this is obviously a very preemptive depth chart, but 7 offensive starters from the transfer portal coming in for the Hogs, 3 of them on the offensive line. Are there too many new faces on this Arkansas team for you to think they can be too successful, or do you think they can mesh quickly?
No, I think because they have the quarterback, because they have a senior offensive lineman who was really good for them last year in Fernando Carmona. And because of, you know, like we just, Bobby Petrino, like, I mean, there is proof that offenses improve with more experience in his system. I think just the entire coaching staff being together for another year on that side of the football, I don't think the number of transfers is the issue. I'm just a little bit worried with the talent, especially at the wide receiver spot. I think the offensive line has potential to mesh into a good unit, but it's just a complete unknown. The receivers give me a little bit more concern. There's just not a lot of established, you know, power four production there. And some guys are going to have seasons that they've never had in their careers, I think, for this offense to live up to the type of ceiling it has with Taylen Green.
You know, outside of the games against Oklahoma State, and of course that game went into, I think, double overtime, and the game with Ole Miss, Arkansas was pretty good defensively a season ago in terms of keeping people off the scoreboard. They took a big step forward, and I think that was a big reason for their success a year ago. What is that defense going to look like this season? And maybe who are some of the new faces on that defense you're looking forward to finding out about this spring?
This team is so weird, man, because there's just a but to everything. I really like almost every part of this defense, but their best player last year, Landon Jackson, is gone, and I have no idea how they're going to replace not only his production, like the numbers weren't mind-boggling. Like I think he finished with 6 or 7 sacks last year, maybe got to that 8 number, but just his impact. Like, I mean, he was clogging up double teams, stopping the run, getting after the passer. There's no obvious guy to do what he did last year, and I think that's a huge, huge loss. But when you look at the linebackers, they've got Steven Dix and Xavien Sory coming back. Cameron Ball is a good defensive tackle. The secondary transfers are the guys that are interesting, and particularly Jordan Young. I think he can be a real impact player for them. At cornerback, it just kind of depends if they want him in the nickel or out wide.
What are the position battles that they're going to get settled out this spring that you've got the biggest eye on?
Wide receivers number one. We already talked about that, but they got five transfers, three guys coming back, maybe four. But I could see about between six guys there. I could see the fall depth chart looking any way between those six guys. I really have no idea what to expect at wide receiver. I think the name that Arkansas fans really want to develop into the guy is Courtney Crutchfield. He was a top recruit coming out of the state 2 years ago, went to Missouri, transfers to Arkansas back home. It would be like just an invigorating thing for the fan base if he comes back and has a big year. And then the other one's probably in the interior of that offensive line. Just what is this going to look like when they shuffle some of the guys around? Who is competing at the guard and center spots, and who eventually does win? But I think they're high on Amarian Harris and Kobe Brannon, the two guys that came back, and potentially those could be the starting guards for Arkansas this year.
Just as an unbiased observer, I want Omega Blake to have a great year just because his name is Omega Blake. I feel like that's something we need in the SEC this year.
He's an electrifying guy. I mean, I think he averaged more than 20 yards a reception for Charlotte last year. Some ridiculous number like that, and he's a deep threat. I don't know what his consistency level can be in the SEC, but if he finds it, he's going to be a great weapon for Talen.
You kind of mentioned it. The first 6 games for Arkansas. I mean, I guess when we're in the SEC, I could keep going if I wanted to. But they start off. They should be 2-0. The Alabama, A&M, and Arkansas State. But then it's at Ole Miss. Is that game at Memphis? At Memphis, it's in the Liberty Bowl. Okay, so that's a tough road trip. They host Notre Dame, then they're at Tennessee. That is a really tough stretch, and they could be a much improved team and not have much to show for it as far as the record goes. Is this a year though for Pittman where it's about the record? It's not about, look, we know the team looks better. They have to win games.
Brian, man, you just nailed every the general outlook that I have on this season. I am one of the rare, I think I'm in the minority among Arkansas media members that I think that this team has a good chance of being more talented than last year across in terms of overall depth and talent. They're missing some star power right now, and that's probably the biggest concern. But I think they can be a more talented team and have a worse record this season than they did last year. And not only a worse record, like potentially by 2 games, where they go from 6-6 to 4-8. Just Notre Dame, I mean, they were so close to a national title this year coming to Arkansas. I mean, the crowd's gonna be great for that game. And I think the one thing that Arkansas fans can take solace in is they had been kind of missing that signature win at home for the past 2 years, and then they got it last year against Tennessee. So maybe that can crop up again, but yeah, it's all about the win. Sam's got to find a way to get at least six, and probably seven.
Has Arkansas ever played Notre Dame before?
No, they were supposed to, I don't believe so. They were supposed to play them during the COVID year. And
Oh, okay.
so this
I
is
got you.
the makeup for that. Yep.
All right. Last question is the same question I'm going to ask everybody I do these interviews with. Today is March 5th. If I come back to you on December 5th, what are you saying about this Arkansas football team?
I'm saying that they lost a lot of close games, some similar problems to Sam Pittman's previous year, shot them in the foot. They had a good team, though, and still went 5-7 in the SEC. And I don't know what Hunter Yurecek, the athletic director, is going to do about that, because that probably results in a firing, but the schedule is so hard, man. Like, I 5-7 is, it's not good enough, but it could have been a lot worse.
I feel like if it's 5-7, Jackson, you're going to be firing up the hot board for some of you. You'll have some content
I
to
think so.
do. Yeah.
I definitely think so. I just don't know like how many coaches in America do better than 5-7 with this roster and this schedule.
You're not wrong. Jackson Fuller from the Southwest Times Record. Always a pleasure to have you here on the podcast. We will certainly talk to you again as we get closer to the season.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.